Shus Kvodra Shayashiri Shlita, Shus Kola Kola Kodesh Hazeh. Tonight, the Torah, Shus Kustu Fu Shalema, the Yankiv and the Chama, the Meir and Estalea, the Seich Shah Kodi Yisrael. The Gemara in the Sechta Avodah Zarah tells us the Mashiach will come. The Messiah will come to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and they're going to say it's not fair. It's no longer Meroish bin Asena. Of course, Klal Yisrael was zeich to what they were zeich. He gave them the Torah. Give us the Torah, and we too will keep it. There's going to be a whole discussion and argument. The Malachim are going to say Misha Torah better Shabbos here for the Shabbos. They say we have to give them a chance. And the Baruch Hu Betruni and Biyoyso. That is very difficult to understand because the Gemara tells us that the Rebbeinu Shleilim went, was Marzal the Torah, Kol Umma Velosha, all for the Torah to every nation. And everybody said, Marzal, what does it say? And Esau, Edor, says to the Sirtzah, we like the Torah, but this is Sirtzah, it's not for us. We have Yerusha from our Ovis, this is how we live. Another nation couldn't be Mekabal, the Signoi, or the Sinov. And the Medrash says that Hashem went to every single nation. And each one found something in the Torah that they couldn't keep. So how could the Ummah Sa'ilam say, it's no longer Meroish bin Asena? What do you mean? You were offered the Torah. You turned it down. What kind of complaint is this? The emphasis is that the whole India of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going around to all the nations offering the Torah needs to be understood. What was the purpose of this? The Shah Kodesh says that Lord Nifla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Golos in every different nation. And there's a danger that perhaps there will be an exile in a different nation. We may come Chas V'Shalom to forsake the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that wherever we should be, Torah shouldn't be something completely foreign. There should be a Rishima, there should be an imprint, there should be a remnant, something left in the Torah everywhere in the world. So since every nation was offered the Torah, and they considered it, they wanted it, this is one thing that we can't even cover. So there is a shirish, there is a Rishima of the Torah everywhere. And so when we go the different stations and goals that we pass through, is always somewhere embedded in that place, a Rishima of the Torah. Now Derech Zeh, says in Moshe Klei a little bit, a different Nakuda, maybe the Baditshiva, he says all the nations wanted the Torah. They really wanted it. They said, the Torah is a beautiful thing. There's one thing that we can't accept. I can't accept the Sitzchah, I can't accept the Sinai. And that is Shtoikikis, has value and has meaning. And the Ria Kodesh says when we go into different nations as part of the course of Golos, we are drawing out the mitzvotzes of Kedusha. And so there are mitzvotzes of Kedusha all over the world from that lotzon that the Ummos had to have the Kabbalah HaTorah. And wherever we go, we're drawing that out of them because we want to have all of the Kedushah and all of the Shtoikikis that there was to Torah that has to be drawn out in preparation for Mashiach. And as we're getting closer to the final redemption, we see this in front of our eyes. We all know that anything good, all morality, all decency in the entire world comes from the Torah. The pillars of civilization come from the Torah Kedusha. You look at biggest Avodah Zarah in the world is money. Look on the currency of America, and every corner says, in God we trust. Where does that come from? It was a Torah. It was a time every guy knew about the Ten Commandments. It was posted in all the public schools. Everybody knew of the Yisoyos that come from the Torah Kedush. Today, they're waging a war against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rahman and Islam. Siatzu Malcheretz, the rose and lose the Yochad al Hashem Bal Mashiach. And they're rejecting the values of the Torah with an arrogance, with a disdain. But this is the mitzvahs of Kedusha being drained out of them. And so, as they're denying the message of the Torah, they're becoming more and more bezuyim, ushvolim, becoming more deplorable and more grotesque. In their rejection of anything that's decent, anything that's moral. But we need to understand, why did they refuse the Torah? Just because there's one thing that they can't accept? Certainly, they all appreciated the Torah, they wanted it. It's whatsoever wants to be dafka, it's safe. I have to be it, it's against the law in most countries. It was one of the Zion mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. Why should I say I'm going to turn down this magnificent Torah? There's one thing there that it's not just exactly the way I like. For that, you turn down the Torah. And what's even more difficult to understand is, for this Mavur, Chazal, the Svarim HaKadoshim, when Hashem offered the Torah to the nation, he just over to the Stam Jali and the Jew. He went to the Sar, the Malach, who was Mamun on that nation. And he offered the Sar, the Malach. And the Malach certainly understands what the Torah means. And the Malach understands what the Torah can do for someone. And how it can change someone. And yet, the Sar of every Ummah of Lashon said, no, this Torah is not for my nation. It doesn't resonate. Loisitza with my people, Loisitza, Loisitza, for each one. It's not matin for them. It's very difficult to understand. A Malach should know better. What's even more astonishing, the Talmud Galileo says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzofe V'Oimer Shema Lo Yikabu Yisrael Es Toyosi Alein Kiderech Shaloi Kiblu Alein Lo Yikichov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was concerned, he was worried. I went from nation to nation, everyone turned me down. I'm afraid I'm going to go to Klal Yisrael, and they too will reject it to death, just like the Goyim did. And then it will be Nechtam, Zardin Aleya, and they will be lost from the world, Bezel Babor. And so when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah with such a joy, and such a simcha, with such a love, with such a habit, Samach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rejoicing, the Yorad, Mimoko in Kvoido, the Tefarta, he came down from heaven. Mishmea Shamayim El Yoimim, the Yorad Aleim, he said the Pasad of Atishka Chisha Ulo, because he was so happy that we didn't disappoint him. He was concerned that maybe you would say, you know, just like the Uma Sayyidah, how could you think such a thing? Who could imagine that Kansa would be ready to turn away the Torah in the same way that the Uma Sayyidah? The Kadosh Baruch Hu had this concern, it's a double tour. Now this is Poshet. Had the Ummah accepted the Torah would have changed it. They wouldn't have had a problem with their Sirtza, with their Signet. That's all without the Torah. All that we are is because of the Torah. The Gemara tells us, Yisrael ha'azim sheba umos, we're the most brazen of all the nations, but the Torah softens us. The Torah, Edelton Zois, after the famous Kishinev pogroms, beginning of the last century, there were terrible atrocities committed in Russia, and there were massacres of Jews, and it was done in a very cruel way. Communities were butchered, and there were pictures in all the newspapers that it was a great scandal in the world. And his head of the came into the besmedish, and he held up his two hands, and he said, look at these two hands. Without the Torah Kedosh, these two hands would have done the same thing that they did. Avon Shemuos. But the Torah changes us, has the ability to make us into somebody else. I heard a story from a Yaman who was in Shekoil, one of the cities out in the Midwest. And he was also Oisik in Kiriv Ruchokin, trying to help all the community, to attract people closer to Yiddishkeit. And there were some very wealthy people who were just not fully eating, but they were interested. And he made chavrusas with them. He was learning with a few people. Different story happened. And one day he gets a call from a very, very powerful person who was the head of the federation there. The person was a billionaire. And he says, I'd like to come and have coffee with you. Sure. Maybe he's alone. Nobody wants to come before. He says, sure, I'll be happy to have coffee with you. And they make up the time and he comes and says, sit down, I'll talk to you. Now, I run a multinational company, multi-billion-dollar company. I'm a big expert in personnel. That's my kind. I know how to choose people. I know how to size up people. I know some of these people that you're learning with. I know that. And I notice that they're changing. I see that their demeanor is different. Their nature is changing. They're more understanding, they're more patient, they're becoming better people. And I know it's because of what you're learning with them. And he puts his hand out and he says, you learn Torah with me too. Because when you learn Torah changes you. And the Shem Yishmuel, on Shavuos, he says the following. He says that all of the Umayyads didn't want to accept the Torah because each one said, Bochru Astivo, they examined their nature, Umahusam and their essence, we're not worthy of the Torah. But Klal Yisrael didn't ask Mait Sidbe, didn't ask what it says there, to test to see if they're Matin to the Torah. Because Yisrael understood that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes something in the Torah, that will change the Metzias and the Mahus. The Torah has the power to make people who are guilty Re'uyim Le'Re'uyim. Maybe we're now not worthy of the Torah. But if we'll accept the Torah and learn the Torah, we will become Re'uyim. And the Emes is, writes the Shem Yishmuel, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah, Lo Yisirtzach, had Eloi, whose teva is Yitzicha, had he accepted the Torah, he would have changed, and it would have been in his ability not to be a Ritzach. And Klal Yisrael understood this, so there was no nafkemina maitzibbe to ask what does it say. It makes no difference. Because we're not talking about who I am now, it's about who I am going to be after I accept the Torah. The understanding that I don't have to ask what's in there, because whatever's in there will make me that. Which makes the question even more difficult. So the Umasim didn't know the secret. They didn't know the sound of Alochim. Didn't know that the Torah has the ability to change you, and just because you have a bad nature, it doesn't mean that you're not worthy for the Torah. And perhaps the answer is, I want to share with you another Yisrael that says in Sefer Shem Yishmuel and Parshas Yisrael. On the famous Kasha, the Racham HaKadosh asks, it says, B'chodesh HaShlishi, it says, May Yisrael be Eretz Mitzrayim, B'yom HaZeh Bo'o Midbar Sinai. Shoy Yisrael, they can't be Midbar Sinai. And the next passage is, B'yisru Me Refidim, B'yavoyu Midbar Sinai. And the question is that the Seder, it's out of order. You're already saying that you came with Midbar Sinai, then you don't stop going back by Yusuf and thinking about the Lord of Midbar Sinai, or the Heilig Yvet, or the Chaim HaKadosh, Fire and Amish, on this Kasha. Let me show you what the Shem Yishmuel said. The Shem Yishmuel says something that we could relate to, and how we may feel today, just 2 days before the Yantar of Shuas. They were in Refidim. Refidim is a place of Rifyon Yodayim, Al-Shem Sherof Yudem of the Great Torah. That's where they had the battle with Amalek. And he says when they were looking at themselves and thinking that we're meant to go soon to Har Sinai to be Mekabel the Torah, they realize we are not ready for that. We're way behind. Eino Muchonim Liyo is B'Mamed HaNifcher HaZeh. And they were ba'atzmam kimisyashim. They were in despair. They gave up hope. And yish is garua mikol. It's worse than anything. And that, because they were in a matzav of yish, that was moshech, the attack from Amalek, to pounce on them, to ambush them, because they were so weakened, because they didn't believe that they could ever be roi for the Torah. What did they do? They had to be mechazik themselves. How do you get out of the rifting? You're dying. They were mechazik themselves al yidei shetzayinu b'nafshom amidosom b'midbar Sina. They imagined themselves in their hearts, in their minds, standing at Midbar Sina, being mekabel the Torah of the Koyus of Brochet, God Brochet, hearing the Lord Miloch HaMipi HaGvuru. And that vision of themselves, beyond, so much further than what they were today, that lifted them up and that gave them the chizik to be by Yisum and the feet of the Yavoyim Midbar Sina. So they first opposed this bold Midbar Sina, just like they're physically within, in their hearts of the bold Midbar Sina. From that exalted vision, they were able to lift themselves up out of the Yish. And by Yisum and the feet of And he says, Zu Eitzu Yo'utzo, for everyone. L'chol ish habolitar. Somebody wants to become better. He looks at himself. Who am I supposed to be? How can I ever become better? I know who I was. I know how many times I tried. That's not where his mind has to be. Is he going to be thinking about what he did and what he has to do in the second, and how many times he has to make? He's going to stay in his yish, in his vifkin yodai. He first has to have a vision of himself, bo midbar sina. He has to imagine himself as a big person, as a person who's a yid, a hasina yid, a person who's close to the Rebbe, even if he's not yet. When Klal Yisrael stood at hasina, you know what I'm saying? Who knows what? He says they were shokua, the Talmud's Bahamis. They just come out of the sky, they were just enslaved people. Their seichel was so small they couldn't even grasp spiritual concepts. That's who stood at Har Sinai, the Shadrach was from Slaytha. No, you never know this. On how far away they were from Hashem, they stood at Har Sinai. But in their mind's eye, they saw themselves as the nation of Shimba Yichoy, as the nation of Yirmiyahu, as a people of greatness, a people of destiny. They saw that. And that lifted them up from the Refidim and from that Yish. And herein lies the Boisai, the Avoider of Kabbalah Satan. Of course, the Umar Sa'ilam understood that if we'll accept the Torah, it will change us. But that's not enough. Knowing is not enough. You also have to believe. You have to believe that I can be that. You have to have a vision in your mind, in your heart. That all of the Kiddush and all the Madregas really apply to me. And the Masoilam weren't able to do that. They couldn't. They couldn't see themselves different from what they were at that moment. And it's a very, very difficult avoda. Don't think it's easy. It's easy to say, give myself a pep talk, be mechazik myself. It's going to be great, it's going to be good, I'm going to be great. But to really believe it, to really believe it, is an avoda kosher. Av kidei kach. That the Rebbeinu Shloim said, I'm afraid Klal Yisrael too will turn me down, like the Umar Sa'ilam. Because it's such a difficult avoda to really believe without a shadow of a doubt that that's me. I can be that other God, I can be that Ish Kodesh. It's such a difficult avoda that even the Sar, the Malachim, the son of the Uvas, who knew how to suit what the Torah could do for somebody, but they couldn't.
Because this is something that only a person can do. Only a person can do on his own, from deep inside his being. Only a Moshe of God, a Malach, can do it. A Malach doesn't have an Asugim. A Malach never had any of these believers. Only knows where he is at that moment. He gets a name according to Shechita at that moment. He cannot do that. There's no one in Shemayim who can do it. It's only us. Only our Avodah. Only a Moshe of God could be so far away from the Kedusha, and yet see that it's not a contradiction to what it can be, and imagine that in his mind and in his heart as a reality. So what happened at Kabbalah Satur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he did at Kabbalah Satur, he put the heaven down to earth, Hirch and Shanai Motsa. He filled the world with fire, with curses of rock, and he brought down millions of malachim. The malachim who were carrying golden crowns for us. He shook up the world. It wasn't a sound, not a bokai, nothing anymore. The river stopped flowing, the ocean stopped. It made any sound. The Eishter brought Eish. He brought the Torah that the malachim were fighting over. He brought it down into this world. That's what he did. You know what we did? You know what we did? We submit and we believe that this is what we can be. That is the Avodah, that's what we did at Kabbalah Satur. And if we can't do that, and we've rejected the Torah. Because the essence of Matan Torah, of Shmuz, of Nasir and Mishma is that belief. And if we can't find it, go deeper and deeper to ourselves until we find it. So the Rebbe Soloveitchik said, the Rebbe Soloveitchik, too long they rushed in our Senna. Yeah, Hashem offered them a Torah. Very interesting lesson. Too long they rushed, and their mission is going to begin. Give us a Torah now. At the end, what's the our Senna? It says, the Goyim said, true. We understand what the Torah can do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered us to tell you that it was impossible for us to accept. It was too difficult. Because we couldn't have this vision of ourselves. Klal Yisrael did. It must have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that koyach min ha-shamayim. That was their timing. So long meirosh, if you would give us that ability to be meirosh to see what can be, like you gave them, we would have accepted it. So long as give us that ability now, v'naseh is what God will do, we'll do naseh isha. And Abraham says, no, I didn't give it to them, I can't give it to them. That was their avodah. They did it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'll bring you into a sukkah, and let's see. And they stomped out of the sukkah because it got too hot. Sometimes, even when we're in the Kedusha, we tell ourselves, that it's not real. It's not really me. He gave them a taste when they were sitting there. I didn't really belong. Out of the city. So Moshe, in the Elof Hamogen, Kiryas HaNamat Ephraim, he says, Re'isi l'chusas hachon be'inei. I know some other chacham. Shenoim miloim he did nefesh. I don't say in the shir he did nefesh. Because they're not marigish. Not shichurus abasef. I feel I'm a very short. I'm saying lies. Not shichurus abasef. He says, I don't know what their problem is. What will they ask? They say, I'm going to have suku de zimmer. They say, Hashem fixel Hashem. Ki vo yismach libeinu. Yodhu kibishu asefo. Al-Kiyotzebet, the Eberilu, Nema, the Posse, Al-Tizda Karbe.
Maybe such a big tzaddik. Don't tell yourself I'm not holding by this. David HaMelech wrote these psukim. He's describing who we are. Who we are in our mahus, in the depth of our being. And Naaseh V'Nishma means just do it. As the Chabad says on Bo'omid Garsin, Ahavim L'Kalkelus as Hashura. Yes, there's a shura, there's a path. But sometimes you have to jump over that path. And don't make so many Hezbollah's rabbi. Nobody has any idea what he's capable of until he tries. And even if he fails, he tries again. Chazal tell us when it comes to Lachmias, Kli Mole Magzik Kli Reikon Eina Magzik. In Gashmi, an empty Kli, you put something, and still nothing fits in. By Lachmias, goes the other way. The more you put in, the more you can accept. Nobody knows himself until after he fills himself. We need to understand we're living in times of cosmic upheaval. The Ra'ah is in its final stages. It's more desperate than ever before. But we are the nation who gave the world the Torah Kedosh. The moral underpinnings of existence. The Dvar Hashem. A society that celebrates the worst, most depraved forms of immorality has forfeited its right to be called a civilization. And so people are becoming more soulless by the minute. About this day before Mashiach will come, there will be a total breakdown of societal norms. And yes, it's Yatsu Malchieres, the Lois, the Nose, the Yochad, Hashem, Mashiach, and governments and rulers will gather together and plot and scheme to wage a war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Redeemer. And to tell him, you're not going to tell us who we are. And you're not going to dictate to us what existence is. Yoshev, Vashemayim, Yitzchok, Hashem, Yilad, Lomar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will laugh at them, will mock them. Because true evil, true diabolical evil, will destroy itself. We are observing their self-destruction. And they are piece by piece dismantling their souls with their unbridled selfishness and their seething hatred of anything good and noble. But don't think it doesn't have an effect on us. If Kabbalah Satir is dependent on our ability to recognize the inherent potential of our neshamas, to a world that cynically mocks and degrades the human condition, is the diametric opposite of the Yontem of Shavuos. And herein lies our mission. Naaseh V'Nishma. Imagine yourself a masvid. Imagine yourself a kadosh. Imagine yourself a generous bal chesed and bal tzedakah. Imagine yourself a person with pure midos and just stop. That's Naaseh V'Nishma. The pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai. Says the Zachariah is B.C. Yaakov, Ba'af is B.C. Yitzchok, Ba'af is B.C. Avram Esther, Boaz Esther. And Rashi points out that the word Yaakov there is Moler, with a Vav. So there are five places where Yaakov is written Moler, and Eliyahu is written Chos and Eliyahu without the Vav. Because Yaakov took the Vav as a Mashkel, as an Irovah from Eliyahu, to make sure that he comes to be Mevaser, be a Sanashim. It's a pillar. But you know, God is not to be excited to come to be Vasa Basuda's Torah's Mashiach. He's waiting anxiously, when can I come? I need to take a mashim to make sure that he comes. Without that, he's not going to come. I take the mitzvah from him. Without that, he's not going to come. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. The Lord of the Lord is a Tanoi. Isha Shekinah. His Ikir Tanoi is a Leo Malach Abris. He's a Tanoi and a Yom of Kiddusha. Tanoi Leo says, and Hashem says, the Yom of Sivotek, the Spirit says, the Bosh, I can't know, I'm a Tanoi. What if I see a person as a Balavei? Hashem saw me more than anybody at the bliss. Yaakov Avinu knew that what the world will look like before Mashiach will come will be such a Dor HaMabul, such a situation of Ashkasr. Ela Anomi, Mashiach is ready to come, Ela Anomi can answer, I can't come to such a world. So he took from him an Eloh, he took an Amashkin, to make sure they come. What did he take from him? The Ois Vov. The Ois Vov represents Kedusha Sagisoy, the sixth meter. The Ois Vov is the Mechaber that connects. It connects past and future. The Goy says the letter Vov can turn past into future. Hoyo is past. Vehoyo is future. Yehi is future. Vayehi is past. The foundation of a building. What brings the windows and the doors together? Nothing to do with each other. They all stand on the same foundation. Kedusha is the foundation that holds everything. It says it holds the Pasuk in Yishav Shus Ahola Yaakov. Ahola is a Yo without the Vov. And then it says Yaakov Vov. Yaakov Avinu was saying, Eliyahu Hanavi, you're the great Kadosh. You're the great Tamim. You're the Malach Habris. Your Kedusha is not complete. The Vov is by us. The Kedusha is by us and the dove who are battling with the Yetzirah. You're a Malach. You became a Malach. Your Kedusha is not complete without us. In order for you to be complete, you have to come and get your completion from we are on the battlefield. Everybody knows this today. Great challenges in the realm of Kedusha. Think about it. The Pasuk says that God says Kedusha to you. Double upon the yourself, help on that's the yourself, Kedusha to you. This passion never happened. Kedusha. Kedusha is the highest level, the biggest setting in the Kedusha. You can say Bahakal to everybody. How do you gather people together? Say to the Shimba Yechor and say to Nariya Kodesh and to a simple person and somebody from Tavshin Pei Gimel, Kedusha to you. Of all things, that's the mitzvah was given to everybody to say. How can you be the same? We know the Medrash, Chazal. Kedusha to you, Yochel Kimoini, you think like me, Kedushasi Lamalami Kedushaschem. I mean Kedusha to you, Kedushim in our eyes. What does this mean? Why would I think Kimoini? Don't say that in the other mitzvah. Just this mitzvah? No, the Hamakodu says, the biggest Yetzahara that there is the Yetzahara for others. The Pasuk Kimasi Eretz Mitzrayim, Masach HaShachar, Masach HaChamakodah says, every Aveiru we have the natural ability to overcome the Yetzahara, except when it comes to Gilui Arayos, we don't have the natural ability unless you have the Gedolim of Shmir HaSeinayim and Shmir HaMashal. Without that, it's impossible. Unlike any other Aveiru. He says, Tamasir, it's Mustach, Mantah, it's Kimon, it was so difficult to have Shmir Seinayim, to Shmir Seinayim, because it was such a decadent society. Because Bro had to be Mafiach and said, I'm growing up with a cigar, but I'm not sure where he came from, because Tamasir, it's Mustach. So what does this mean? We all know, even the Goyim know, but it's Baruch who hates Gilui Arayos. Elokei Shalei Soyer Zimon. So why did he make it the most difficult Yetzirah? Why? Does he even want to hurt Avinu Shebashamayim?
permeates earth and eats stones and wood. Daphne gave the wickedest tremendous hell. Daphne, what he hates the most. He gave the biggest answer unto the world, but listen to what the answer is, Jonas. The Aesir is not there because without the Aesir there's no sad. The Aesir is there because without the Aesir there's no Kedusha. There's two types of Kedusha. Of course, there's a Kedusha of the Malachim, of the biggest Tzaddikim. There's the Kedusha of Shemayim. Yochel Kamoyim, we're not talking about that Kedusha. There's another Kedusha. And the Kedusha in our eyes, that's the Kedusha that it cannot be in Shemayim. The boy of Shemayim and Malachim can't have that Kedusha. There's no way it's all in Shemayim. Only we can have that Kedusha. And what is that Kedusha? And it's crucial. What does that mean? You have to be punished from everything. You don't mean to be punished from Macholos Asur. Be punished from Shabbos. Why do we need to be crucial in our eyes? Because crucial in our eyes is not just a media not to come to head. It's the essence of the mitzvah itself. That is the crucial. And that kedusha is for everybody. Anything he does, unlike any other mitzvah, somebody's learning Torah to become a Talmud Chacham. He's learning and learning, but as he's learning, he's not yet a Talmud Chacham. Eventually, he'll become a Talmud Chacham. But if a person is not yet accomplished, he wants to be. And out of the way, he fell, he's gone for, and somewhere in between, he was mekadosh himself. He's Mekadosh his eyes, he's Mekadosh his Machshava. He's not on the way to becoming Kadosh. He is a Kadosh! That is the mitzvah, the definition of a mitzvah, that is Perushin. So the person thinks, oh, who am I? Look where I was. I can't be a Kadosh. Of course you can be a Kadosh. Oh, you can be a Kadosh. No one else can be a Kadosh. We were given the mitzvah priesthood before Kabbalah Satoya. People look at themselves and so lost and so far gone. Any little thing that he does. Let's say a bachur, a young man, he's struggling, done with a smartphone. Halavai should get rid of it. What if for whatever reason he's unable to? Make a preacher, get it filtered. Get it filtered better. He's unable to do that. Let him be a cowl. To be more careful. Let him be a cowl to fight a couple of battles. To enter the tournament. He was Italian, Kedosh and Tiu. Do you have any idea how much Kedusha we can bring into the world? Why do you think this generation is going to bring Mashiach? Why not just go for making this game so hard so big? Because as much as he hates this Aveda, that's how much he loves our Kedusha. And so we gave him our generation. He put us in a crazy world to give us the opportunity to be Kedoshim. That will call a Dasmei Sof to everyone, no matter where he's holding, no matter where he is. He can go up on a later. He's out of his way to do shit. He is a Kedosh. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman himself said that we should be zoche to be the Mamlech HaSoyen and the Goy Kodosh. We should be makabel the Torah, toich simcha, toich ahava, and be ikir, the Nekuda of Kabbalah HaTorah, from that belief that this is who we are and this is who we can be. Shuzer from the Kabbalah HaTorah, singing a dance with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and go from this great Hasana, the ultimate Hasana of B'yis Mashiach, to Tehu, and B'yis Mashiach, and B'yis Mashiach, and B'yis
Mashiach.
Amen. Amen. Amen.